Slider drilled high and deep. Left center field, way back and out of here. A three-run home run off of the bat of James McCann, a hanging slider.
You hang him, and he hung it out to Walsh. Yep. Bomb to left, 3-0 Sox.
Hey, I wonder if there's anybody else who's about ready to go home.
I just want to go where I'm only breathing yours.
Pride of Santa Barbara. James McCann told a trip yesterday. He said, why am I off to such a hot start? I'm just getting back to who I am. Just getting back to who I am as a hitter. The catcher for your Chicago White Sox, James McCann. James, does that mean you're just playing the game like you did when you were a kid? You're just having fun?
Yeah, to a certain degree. I've said it several times already, and I'll continue to say it. You know, after a down year last year, I did some soul searching in the off season, and planning out my off season routine, what I want to do, and the big thing for me was getting back to who I was, who James McCann is that got to the big leagues in the first place, that made a place for myself in the big leagues, and not try to be someone that I'm not, and that's really been my focus all year, is staying within myself and
pretty smart,
and taking what's given to me.
Pretty smart.
And who you are right now is somebody with a 382 average and 89 at bats. You came to the White Sox after
Dave. I wasn't in that wiffle ball in my last season.
I know that you weren't even close. You came here from Detroit. You'd spent your entire big league career with the Tigers. What attracted you to the White Sox?
Well, the big thing first and foremost was they came after me right away. It was immediate. Relationship right from the get go. They showed their desire from the get go, and it kind of stayed throughout the free agent process. And then the other thing is getting to play against the White Sox for the last several years and seeing the young talent that was here and that was developing, that was maturing, and just the opportunity to come over here and be a part of that that movement and that culture change that's going on here. It was definitely appealing.
Super Joe is the biggest White Sox fan in the building. Super Joe, you got a question for McCann?
I sure do. Hey James, thanks for joining us. As a teammate of somebody who's getting who's injured, we got the news yesterday about Carlos Rodon going under the knife. What can you do as a teammate to help him along in the process?
Well, the big thing is just being there as a friend and as a teammate. That's the last thing that anybody wants to go through. But unfortunately, in this game, it's something that happens. And it's all about how you take it. Do you take it in stride, and do you work through it, and do you attack the rehab like you would attack a regular season? And that's our job as his teammates, is to push him and keep his eyes on the future and not stress about the past and wish that he could be on the field right now with us, but keeping his eyes towards the future and realizing in a year's time he'll be right back on the field with us.
Dave, James is a great party guest because if you run out of chairs, he can just crouch. He crouches at work all the time.
That's right.
It doesn't matter where you are.
Job description.
You're always comfortable, right, James?
That's right. That's right.
So, Dave, one more.
Well, you've been behind the plate the last couple of times for Lucas Giolito, who's been terrific, especially his last couple of times out. And I just wonder if there's anything, and you guys haven't been together that long, but I wonder if there's anything you've seen from maybe his first couple outings in the season to where he is now.
Well, I think the first thing that's most important is he's becoming comfortable. I don't care if you've got one day in the big leagues or 20 years in the big leagues. Your first few starts of the season, you're always, going to be a little bit more nervous just because you want to get off to a good start and you don't want to dig yourself a hole. But here recently, he's gotten comfortable. He's settled into his routine and. The big change for me that I've noticed, I know he did some mechanical stuff. I know that he's worked his tail off to get to where he is right now. But the big thing that I've noticed is just his mental approach to his start days, but also in between starts and his routine.
Right.
The day after he pitches and then his bullpen day and just his attention to detail and also not allowing something that doesn't go his way to affect the rest of the start.
It's maturity.
Right.
He's growing up.
That's exactly right. And the perfect example is on Sunday in Toronto when he gives up three base hits to the first four hitters, and all of a sudden it's 1-0. And he takes a step back, takes a deep breath, and gets out of the inning. And next thing you know, it's the seventh inning. He's given up four hits and one run. And you know, he did a heck of a job.
Speaking of growing up, James, you posted a really cute picture of you and your wife and your sons, your squads. You have the twin boys that are about a year and a half. Did you learn anything from the experience of them being preemies and being in the NICU that you use every day now in your life and your career?
Well, they're growing up, probably wearing a cup around the house.
Yes, 100%. You know, everything happens in life for a reason. I'm a firm believer in that. And, you know, God has just blessed me so much with you know, their health. But going through the process of, you know, them being born 10 weeks early
right.
and spending time in the hospital just gives you a different perspective on life. You know, we were, I say lucky, we were blessed. We had a really smooth stay in the NICU. You know, there's obviously, you know, born 10 weeks early and the stuff that they went through, the high risk stuff, it was a lot to handle. But any time that we started to feel sorry for ourselves, all we had to do was look in the room next to us and see what another family was going through, and the transplants that the organ transplants that people are waiting on, and these people have been here for, you know, for 6 months, and so it's just the perspective that we were given, and you know, it makes you wonder why you get so mad after going, you know, 0-4.
Doesn't matter.
And
I mean, it matters, but it doesn't matter in the big picture.
Right. In the big picture, you know, an 0-4, I'm mad at myself because we lost. And I went 0-4, and here's, you know, someone who's fighting for their life, or, you know, here's a parent who,
amen, man,
just praying that their kid survives the night, you know, and so that perspective has definitely helped, you know, me and my wife and my whole family.
Sure. You know, I heard you were a good guy. Turns out you are.
Yeah.
it's a pleasure to have you on. I hope we can do it again.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right, man. Thank you, James McCann.
All right, take care.
Catcher, Chicago White Sox.